So our very first comedian of the night. He's one of the newer comedians, and he brought these three lovely ladies to the show. So please give it up for Wayne Jones.
And what I found is that during the course of being a long time away is that I missed out on a lot of lingo, like other language words developed or whatever, but or ones that I didn't experience. And one that I didn't know when I arrived here, believe it or not, was RDF. And I just heard it sort of in a different context, but I never quite could figure out what it was. And then what I thought it was, I guessed incorrectly, I thought it was different. Another sort of addition to LGBTQ, so that I had to learn different kinds of sexual minorities in order to defeat the race. So I tried very, very hard, because I knew I was headed to a party, so I was rehearsing in my mind LGBTQRDF, just to get it right, because I wanted to be, to fit in, basically. So I said that at the party, and a guy looked at me and said, "Dude," or he probably said, "Old man, what the fuck are you talking about?" And there's where I learned. And then after that, I started listening to the weather and stuff like that, and I realized what it meant, actually. But the same guy later from the party did phone me, and he said that actually, if the surgery doesn't go for the transformation perfectly well, you will actually get a little brain and drizzle. So I don't know if you missed the big event last week, or if you knew about it, but what happened last Tuesday was the rapture.
Yes.
So there's this preacher in South Africa who predicted that the rapture was going to happen. For those who are not familiar with the Bible, I think it's in Revelation, the rapture is when good Christians, and here's the weird part, good Christians, both dead and alive, ascend to the sky and meet with Jesus. This is true, I'm not making this up. And so I happened to be passing by an Anglican church while the rapture was taking place. So I see these 100 bodies kind of ascending into heaven. But what some of the Christians didn't know, and it's there in the Bible pretty clearly, is that you don't get there truly only through Jesus' power. You have to sort of work at it a little bit. So what you have to do, I don't know whether you've been to the Kennedy Lake or not, but you know how the ducks move their feet down there at Kennedy Lake? That's what you have to do when you're being raptured. And not one of the guys didn't know that. So the rest are sort of ascending up to Jesus, and this guy fell down, and he took a pretty hard hit on the roof of the church. And I just thought about him later. I felt a bit of sympathy, because I was thinking, he was hoping he was headed for a spot in eternity with Jesus and God and Elvis and various other people that are in heaven. And he ended up just with a broken leg in emergency at St. Clair's. So it's a big deal.
Well,
if
he did that with all the credits.
So the Bible stuff got me thinking about science. And I was thinking about DNA, and you've probably heard the stat that there's only about 1% DNA difference between us and chimpanzees, or we share 99%. And this is something that I'm a little dubious about, because if you've ever seen a chimp, what a chimpanzee looks like on a show or a rerun of Tarzan or at a zoo or something, and then you look at like Scarlett Johansson or George Clooney, you say, come on, there's got to be more than 1% difference there. I mean, I can't see how that could be. And it led me to figure out what the real difference is between us and chimpanzees. What they do when they eat their bananas, this is where the big difference is. When they eat their bananas, they peel their bananas like we do, but you know those little pieces that you take off? The little piece that's not a banana and not peel, little icky little pieces, you take it off like drywall paper. They don't do that.
That's the nutrients.
They're fucking savages. They just don't do that. And that's the difference between us and chimpanzees. Thanks very much. That's my time. Thanks for hosting.
It's all for Wayne's Jones, you boys. I'm so happy I stayed watching it.